Let's talk about the connection between milk products and gluten sensitivity. A few weeks ago, I put up a post about coffee and gluten sensitivity. And what we were talking about is something called cross reaction. So let me just kind of back up a few steps. When you have a sensitivity to gluten or wheat compounds, you begin making antibodies to those things. Now, an antibody, if you want to think about it this way, is like a flashing strobe light that is adhesive and made to stick to only specific invaders. So, for example, as a child, if you had chickenpox, you got exposed to chickenpox, your body made antibodies to the chickenpox that will only stick to the chickenpox. And therefore, you have an immunity to that. Well, when you have a gluten sensitivity issue, when you eat gluten, you have made these antibodies. So if here's the antibodies and here's the gluten protein, when you eat it, the antibodies find the gluten and they bind onto it. And that then basically flashes and tells your T cells, hey, come on in and destroy this invader that we found. That's essentially what happens when you have a problem with gluten. And by the way, I just had another post about this. This celiac is not the only kind of gluten sensitivity. Just want to let you know that. It's one kind of gluten sensitivity. So what I'm telling you about applies to anyone that has any type of gluten problem. Okay? So there's a problem called cross-reaction. What that means is these antibodies that are for gluten, meaning they're only supposed to stick to the gluten, they can actually stick to things that are not gluten and yet cause your immune system to have the same type of gluten immune system response. So to your body and your immune system, it's the same thing as eating gluten. So you could be on a gluten-free diet, meaning you're not eating things that contain gluten. However, you could be consuming milk. And milk is a known cross-reactor. So what that means is the milk fat, the milk proteins, and it's the proteins and the fats, they're close enough. So think of it like this. If this is gluten, right, this is the milk proteins and the milk fats. So that's close enough for these antibodies to bind onto and direct your immune system to come and try to kill it. A lot of people, I'm talking a lot of people, and by the way, we just found this out in February of 2011, that this was even something that could happen. A lot of people, in my practice even, had been on a gluten-free diet, doing well, but had kind of plateaued, and many people, when I finally got them to go on a dairy-free, milk product-free diet, and their health just improved substantially, sometimes, you know, 20, 30, 40%. Now, for several years, I've been telling people, you know, if you're autoimmune, you've got to be off gluten, you've got to be off dairy, you've got to be off soy. But, you know, some people don't comply until they hear some, you know, information. And this information is fantastic. And we have to, the people to thank for this is Cyrex Labs and Dr. Aristo Vojdani. But clinically, like for you, like what do you do with this information? If you know that you're gluten sensitive, for gosh sake, get off of all dairy products. Now, not eggs. I'm not talking about eggs. I'm talking about any milk product. So I'm talking about yogurt. Kefir, anything made from milk, just get rid of it and see if you don't feel better. Now, of course, there is testing you can do. Cyrex Labs offers some testing. But there's not really a good way to confirm that you're having cross-reaction. Now, cross-reaction can't happen, okay? But the way to test for that is not, as far as I understand, there's not really a way to test to prove for sure that you're cross-reacting. We just know that in the lab setting, it can happen. So there's a very good probability, almost 100%, that if you're gluten sensitive, you're probably going to have a reaction to milk products anyway. So the best thing to do is just get off of them. Now, you know, in the alternative world, we've known about milk and kind of the problem with milk products for a long time. I mean, for example, if a kid who's 1 year old has had chronic ear infections, the very first thing you do is you get them off of all dairy products. And what happens almost 100% of the time? No more ear infections. That's a separate issue, of course. But we know that milk proteins can certainly cause a problem. There's research to show that there's a protein called butyrophilin, which has a direct relationship to some types and some cases of multiple sclerosis. So this is a very big deal. We're not just talking about like a little GI upset. I mean, even me personally, I thought, well, I don't have a problem with cheese until I got rid of it. When I got rid of cheese and milk products, I saw a huge improvement in my health. I mean, I have celiac disease and some autoimmune stuff in my health. And me, I saw the difference. So it's called cross-reaction. And really what it means is antibodies for gluten can bind onto things that are not gluten, even though you're eating gluten-free, and cause you to have a gluten immune system response, which is inflammatory, which will make all immune system problems worse. It makes Hashimoto's worse, rheumatoid arthritis worse, scleroderma, anything you've got, more inflammation is going to make it worse. So the takeaway is, if you're gluten sensitive, get off of dairy, all milk products.